理课堂听 class.com。
Hi everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom Online. I'm Vicki. It's great to have you with us. Well, today we're going to be taking a look at the stars of the tennis courts. Hopefully you like tennis. If not, hopefully you'll learn a lot about tennis.
That's right, Vicki. Hi everybody, my name is Steve. I hope you're having a great day. You know, June is a great month for watching tennis, especially if you're a tennis fan. Two of tennis's biggest events happen this month.
That's right. So students, we hope you're ready to begin with us. We want to find out about some of the top players and also about some of these events. Join us on page 18 as we get started.
Stars of the tennis courts. Great tennis awaits you. Two of the biggest tennis tournaments of the year will be held this month. The French Open began on May 28. The oldest tennis competition, Wimbledon, will begin its 120th tournament on June 26. Along with the Australian and U.S. Open, these are tennis's biggest events. A tennis player who wins all four tournaments takes the Grand Slam. Do any of tennis's young players have a chance at it? Keep a close eye on both the French Open and Wimbledon to find out.
Well, we are taking a look at the stars of the tennis courts. Stars, of course, can be found in many different fields in our world, like sports or also in movies, things like that.
Okay, and of course, courts, we know, we've seen this word before. That's the place where you play tennis. You also play basketball on a court, mm-hmm. as well as volleyball and a few other sports.
Okay, so it's the playing area. Well, it says great tennis awaits you. It's just the idea that we're going to be talking about some great competitions that are taking place right now. And if you're interested in tennis, you can watch them, we know, on TV. But it says two of the biggest tennis tournaments of the year will be held this month. Now, we know the French Open has already started. It started the last couple of days of May, but some of the best competition is still going to take place in the French Open.
That's right. The finals go towards the end, which is in this time right now. The tournaments are winding down at the end of, I believe it's June 11th.
That's right. I think between the 9th and the 11th are the finals, the semifinals and the finals. So this is the time to be watching if you really enjoy great tennis and you like to see who the stars are.
Okay, let's look at the word tournaments for a moment. Tournaments are a series of competitions, and they're contests with rounds so that when you complete or if you win one round, you go on to the next round until it comes to one final tournament, and that's the championship.
That's right. And the opposite is true. If you don't win in some of these rounds, then you are eliminated and you won't continue to go on to more of them.
Well, as you said, Vicki, the French Open began on May 28th. And an open, as opposed to a tournament or a championship, they use the word open because it's open to people of all ages. It doesn't matter how old you are, you can enter this competition.
And it's open to the amateurs as well as the professional players. And so that's why we call it an open. So we have the French Open, we have the U.S. Open, as well as the Australian Open, right?
Right. And there's one more competition. It's called Wimbledon. And that takes place in England. It's the oldest tennis competition, and that will begin its 120th tournament on June 26th.
Okay, so this is the oldest of the different competitions. And of course, people who go to Wimbledon, they want to win. It's very prestigious. It's a very special feeling for players. Of course, they want to win all of these tournaments, but this is a very, very important one.
Okay, when Wimbledon first started, there were just a few hundred spectators. Now there are millions of people all over the world who love to watch Wimbledon. If they can't see it live, certainly they'll watch it on TV.
That's right. It started out with just a few men competing in this. Later, it was open to the women. It became international, and now it's one of the best competitions. Well, it says, along with the Australian and U.S. Open, these are tennis's biggest events. So there are four big events that everyone wants to get to. But of course, they have to go through many other competitions before they arrive at this point.
That's right. And each competition, Vicki, is a little different. I know that at Wimbledon, they play on a grass surface. I know at the French Open, they play on a clay surface. And so it gives the game a different feeling, and it offers the players different challenges.
That's right. Certainly different challenges. Well, it says a tennis player who wins all four tournaments takes the Grand Slam. Now, we're going to talk about this for a moment because it's a little bit confusing. But a Grand Slam we hear about in other sports as well, right?
Right. Certainly we know in baseball a Grand Slam is when you hit a home run with three people on base. Now, here a Grand Slam means winning four competitions, the four main competitions that we just discussed. Now, if you win those within a calendar year, that is really something. It's something very special that players try to do. They haven't done it, though, for many, many decades.
That's right. Of course, sometimes players will win one or two in one year. The next year, they may win the other ones. But to do it in one year, it's not easy in the same calendar year. But also, it's a little bit confusing because sometimes we read about people winning the Grand Slam, but they're only winning one Grand Slam event. So we have to be careful because the real Grand Slam is winning these four tournaments.
That's right. Well, the author goes on to ask, do any of tennis's young players have a chance at it? And I think the author is referring back to the Grand Slam Championship, winning all four of those tournaments. She says, keep a close eye on both the French Open and Wimbledon to find out.
Okay, so you want to keep a close eye on something. Sometimes we just say keep an eye on something, but when you keep a close eye on something, you're watching it very carefully or you're watching for something very carefully.
I often think of keeping a close eye on children. If you're watching a baby, you keep a close eye on the baby. Well, let's take a look at this idiom in today's word skit.
I forgot my bicycle lock. Excuse me, sir. I have to go into the store. Can you keep an eye on my bicycle?
Sure, I'll watch it for you.
Great. It's really expensive. Don't let anyone take it.
Okay, I won't let anyone take it.
Good. I'll be right back.
Okay, I'll make sure nobody bothers your bicycle.
Good. Don't let anyone ride it, okay?
Okay, I won't.
And don't let anyone touch it, okay?
Okay. Your bike is safe with me. I'll keep an eye on it for you.
Great. I'll be right back.
Okay. Hey, it is kind of a nice bicycle. It's new and red and shiny. I think I'll just sit on it and see what it feels like. Hey, it's comfortable.
Hey! What are you doing on my bicycle?
I thought you were going into the store.
Well, I was, but then I decided not to leave my bicycle.
Well, I told you I'd keep an eye on it for you.
Yeah, but who's going to keep an eye on you?
Nobody.
Hey!
See ya!
Hey, my bicycle, come back! My bicycle, my bicycle!
Okay, a cute skit. It's time for us now, though, to take a short break. When we come back, we'll continue learning more about the stars of the tennis courts.
What is required to win the Golden Grand Slam of tennis? What is required to win the Golden Grand Slam of tennis? Win the Grand Slam and the Olympic gold medal in the same year. Only one tennis player has achieved that honor, and that was Steffi Graf in 1988. Good job, Steffi.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom Online. We're learning about the stars of the tennis courts. I think right now we're going to be taking a look at some of the stars, the men's stars.
That's right. Of course, men and women play tennis. Let's look at some of the men who might make it to the top this year. Join us on line 13 for men's tennis.
Stars of the tennis courts. Men's tennis. Switzerland's Roger Federer currently dominates the male tennis world. He has won the last three Wimbledon titles. In 2004, he came within one title of winning the Grand Slam. American Andy Roddick and Spaniard Rafael Nadal plan to challenge him in both June events this year. Roddick's greatest strength is his fast serve. He holds the world record for the fastest serve at 153 miles per hour. Last year, 19-year-old Nadal defeated Federer in the French Open. He went on to claim the tournament title.
Well, the first star of men's tennis that we're taking a look at today is Switzerland's Roger Federer. And Roger Federer has been doing very well, and he is one to really watch out for.
He sure is, Vicky. He currently dominates the male tennis world. You know, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of people all over the world trying to make it to the top. It's very, very difficult. The competition is very fierce. Well, Roger Federer has done a great job of staying at the top of his game.
That's right. And people like Pete Sampras and Agassi are saying that he's probably the next big one to come along. So we need to keep a close eye on him. And it tells us here that he currently dominates the male tennis world. Now, when you dominate something, you're pretty much on top, aren't you? You're pretty much in control.
That's what I would have said. You're in control because you have this great power or control or this great skill, and certainly Roger Federer has great skill at playing tennis. He has won the last three Wimbledon titles. That's pretty incredible.
That's right. To win Wimbledon is not easy, but to win it three times, that's amazing. Now, I think that's the record, so I think if he wins next time, he will beat the record. He will make history.
Okay, the word titles there is simply another name for championship or winning the award for first place.
Okay, so when we talk about someone getting the title, it just means they have the championship. Well, in 2004, it says that Roger Federer came within one title of winning the Grand Slam. So this is the idea that he won three of these major tournaments. He didn't win the French Open, however.
Okay, the French Open is kind of hard to win for a lot of people because, as I said before, it's played on a clay court, which is very different from what people are accustomed to. Mm-hmm. So that's a very difficult tournament to win.
We might explain for a moment that there are four main surfaces when you play tennis. Many people play on concrete, which is a very hard surface, and so the ball travels at a faster rate of speed. But if when you play on clay, it slows it down a little bit, and it's not always predictable because the ball doesn't always, you know, go the direction that you expect it to go.
That's right, Vicky. It can be a very, very tricky surface to play on. Well, Roger Federer came within one title of winning the Grand Slam, as you just said. He had three, but he needed four. So we're going to watch him very carefully in the future, this month especially, and see if he can start towards that goal.
Okay. Well, this sentence might be a little difficult for you to understand. We've asked Liz to help us explain it in Chinese for you.
Hi, and a big hello to all of you students. Welcome to Usage Tips. My name is Liz, and let's look at today's sentence one more time. In 2004, he came within one title of winning the Grand Slam. 这个句子的意思是，他只差一项冠军就可以得到大满贯了。在英文里有一个类似的谚语叫做 come within an inch of doing something. 意思是差一点就如何。所以 come within an inch of doing something 是一个很好用的谚语。当你要描述某人或某事物差一点就如何，就可以用这个谚语。但是本课中的句子是说 come within a title， 意思就是差一个冠军头衔。所以 come within 后面的名词可以依据谈话内容做弹性变换。 OK， 我们来看看这些例子吧。 I came within an inch of falling off the cliff， 我差一点就跌下悬崖。 Or We came within 2 points of winning that contest， 我们差两分就赢了那场比赛。 Well, that's all the time we have for now。 如果各位想要有更多的例句来练习的话，请各位参考今天课文的 usage tips. I hope you'll keep practicing. I'll see you again next time. Back to you.
Thank you, Liz. That's very helpful. As we go on, we find out that Roger Federer is not the only one that is a star of the tennis court. We find out that American Andy Roddick and Spaniard Rafael Nadal plan to challenge him in both June events this year.
Okay, remember, there's a lot of people who are trying to get to the top, especially in men's competition. It's very fierce, as well as the women's, mm-hmm. too. But American Andy Roddick has a great chance, as does Spaniard Rafael Nadal.
Mm-hmm. Spaniard just means that he's from Spain. He is from Spain. And both of these players are doing very well. So they plan to challenge Roger Federer. They plan to give him a little bit of a, well, some competition.
They certainly want to beat him. They want to take the titles from him. I know he has won Wimbledon 3 times in a row. Now they want to beat him and take the Wimbledon title this year. And I think if anybody can do it, these guys can.
Okay, well, it says Roddick's greatest strength is his fast serve. And this is amazing, but he can serve so fast that it really is very difficult for people to return the serve.
Now, I've played tennis with some good people, but I don't think their serve was even 100 miles an hour, maybe not even 80 miles an hour. If I were facing someone who had a serve of 150 miles an hour, there's no way I could return the ball. You have to have really quick reflexes.
That's right. So this is his advantage. Now, a serve is basically when you put the ball into play, when you hit the ball toward your opponent into his playing field or his playing area. And some of these people, these great players, they have good serves. But the average, I think, is only like 130-something.
Wow. Now, in kilometers, that's about 250 kilometers an hour. When you serve the ball that fast, it makes it very difficult for your opponent to return the ball. We use the word serve also in ping pong. Mm-hmm. And when someone has a very tough serve, it's hard to put the ball back into play.
That's right. And I guess that the one that receives that serve has less than a half a second to respond to that serve. So it's pretty amazing. Now, he holds the world record for the fastest serve at 153 miles per hour. And it says last year, 19-year-old Nadal defeated Federer in the French Open. So maybe he can beat him.
Okay, well, he did go on to win or claim the tournament title, the French Open title. So it looks like those two have the best chance of defeating Federer. Well, right now, let's go to the chat room and see what Ken and Rachel have for us, and then we'll be back with more.
Hello and welcome to the chat room. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Ken. So Rachel, are you a tennis fan?
I am. Tennis is my favorite racket sport.
Racket sport? What do you mean?
A racket sport is one where you use a racket to hit a ball or another object. Some other popular racket sports are badminton, racquetball, and ping pong.
Ping pong? Don't you mean table tennis?
Well, table tennis is the official name, but most Americans call it ping pong. I'd never even heard of table tennis until I moved to Asia.
But wait a second, Rachel. You don't use a racket when you play ping pong.
No, you don't. You use a paddle. But table tennis, or ping pong, is still considered a racket sport.
Racket 就是球拍， 使用球拍的运动叫做 racket sports。 那 racket sports 有很多种，比如说网球、羽毛球、回力球以及 ping pong。 ping pong 当然就是乒乓球，而乒乓球的正式名称呢是 table tennis， 也就是桌球。那虽然乒乓球属于 racket sports， 但是要注意乒乓球球拍叫做paddle， 然后一个 paddle 就是一个板子，球板。So Rachel, what's the correct spelling of racket? I've seen it spelled two ways.
Good observation, Ken. The original spelling is R-A-C-Q-U-E-T, but R-A-C-K-E-T is also acceptable. However, racket spelled with C-K also means to make a loud and annoying noise.
Oh, I know what you mean. Sometimes I hear a loud racket outside when I'm trying to sleep.
Me too, and it's hard to sleep when somebody's making a racket.
顺便学一个片语， make a racket, R-A-C-K-E-T. 不要误会哦， make a racket 并不是说制造网球拍哦， racket 也可以表示喧哗吵闹，所以 make a racket 就是大吵大闹，制造噪音的意思。
And now let's go to Michelle for today's language tips.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章我们先来看 tournament 这个名词。Tournament 是指锦标赛，多半采淘汰制。例如 chess tournament, 西洋棋锦标赛，或者是 golf tournament, 高尔夫球锦标赛。锦标赛的每个回合是用 round, R-O-U-N-D 这个名词。例如 their team was defeated in the second round of the tournament. 他们的队伍在比赛的第二轮就被打败了。继续我们看的是 keep an eye on someone or something 这个成语，一只眼睛看着就是指关心或者是密切注意某人或某事。例如 Dave likes to keep an eye on basketball games. He can always tell you the latest rundown. Dave 喜欢关心篮球赛事，他总是可以告诉你最新的状况。这个成语也指照顾或看管。例如 Can you keep an eye on the baby for a while?你可不可以照顾一下小宝宝呢？接下来我们看的是 dominate 这个动词。dominate 本来有支配或主导的意思，但是在这里是指处于优势或者是占最重要的地位。例如 ,our hockey team totally dominated the game. The other team didn't even score once. 我们的冰上曲棍球队在比赛中占尽优势，另外一支队伍完全没有得分。Don't forget to keep your eye on our coming word bank.
Tournament. Our high school team is competing in this year's basketball tournament. Grand Slam. The last tennis player to win the Grand Slam was Martina Hingis. Keep an eye on someone or something.Fiona kept an eye on Ben's things in the library while he was gone. Dominate. Our team dominated the football game. Nobody was surprised we won. Title. Muhammad Ali won many boxing titles. Serve. Diana was unable to return her opponent's fast serve.
Stars of the tennis courts. Great tennis awaits you. Two of the biggest tennis tournaments of the year will be held this month. The French Open began on May 28. The oldest tennis competition, Wimbledon, will begin its 120th tournament on June 26. Along with the Australian and US Open, these are tennis's biggest events.A tennis player who wins all four tournaments takes the Grand Slam. Do any of tennis's young players have a chance at it? Keep a close eye on both the French Open and Wimbledon to find out. Men's Tennis. Switzerland's Roger Federer currently dominates the male tennis world. He has won the last three Wimbledon titles. In 2004,He came within one title of winning the Grand Slam. American Andy Roddick and Spaniard Rafael Nadal plan to challenge him in both June events this year. Roddick's greatest strength is his fast serve. He holds the world record for the fastest serve at 153 miles per hour. Last year, 19-year-old Nadal defeated Federer in the French Open. He went on to claim the tournament title.
Well, students, when we come back next time, we'll be taking a look at the women's competition. Be sure to join us. Bye-bye, everyone.
Goodbye, friends.